It's the same clarified prayer, prayer specialist on the prayer post. Hi, today.
How you doing?
I can't complain. Concerning this Tuesday, been able to help out one person so far, so can't complain, right?
No, can't complain at all.
And I am speaking with Mr. Jamal Johnson?
Correct.
We're reaching out to you because at some point you may have been turned down or expressed interest in improving your low credit score. Is this still the case?
Yes.
What is your number one goal that you're looking to accomplish while working on your credit?
Obtain a house.
Have you ever considered a rent-to-own home?
No, I haven't.
The reason I'm asking you is because we, the Credit Pros, we work with one of the largest rent-to-own companies in the nation. So while we're working on your credit, you reach out to them, you let them know what type of home you're looking to get in the specific area. They'll send you a list of homes available. Depending on which one you like, they're going to tell you one of two scenarios. Scenario one, they'll tell you, Mr. Johnson, yes, we can help you move in to pay rent with the option of owning. Or scenario number two, they'll tell you that they can make a deal directly with the landlord. They can buy the house for you and you can make mortgage payments right off the back. If they give you both options, you let them know which option is best for you and they'll help you move into your home as while we're working on your credit. So you don't need to wait for your credit score to be fixed. That's the benefit of our services.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, how soon are you looking to move?
Not soon. I'm just, you know, I've just thrown it out there. You know what I mean?
All right.
Maybe within a year or so. You know
what I mean? Okay. And do you know how a rent-to-own works?
No, I don't.
It's very simple. So let's say one of the homes that lives on the rent-to-own company you work for sends you, you like it, but you don't have the deposit. So that means that you'll be paying rent with a contract so that no one can come in the day of tomorrow, next week, or next month with the deposit and take it from under your feet because you don't want to lose the house. So while you're paying rent, you save up the deposit. Once you have the deposit saved, you turn it and you give it to the landlord, and then it becomes mortgage. That way you don't lose the home. Make sense?
Right. Makes sense.
Okay. And are you currently renting or staying with someone?
I'm staying with somebody.
Are you currently employed or not employed?
Employed.
Do you happen to know what your credit score may be as of today?
Not too sure. I'm building it as we speak. So I don't know.
Okay. And how are you building it up, if you don't mind me asking?
You ever heard of Kickoff or some shit like that?
Yes, I've heard about it.
Yeah, so, you know, I spend like $5. I guess they go and look at other fucking places or whatever, try to build your credit up and shit like that. So that's what I'm doing now. Plus, I got a credit card.
Okay.
So I'm doing a couple things to build my credit.
Right. Since you brought up the credit card, is that an actual credit card that you got from a bank, or is it a secure credit card or a department store credit card?
I think I got it from the bank.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you need to stay away from department store credit cards. Those are the worst credit cards you can have. Mm-hmm. Did you read the three rules that you need to follow when it comes to using credit cards so it won't damage your credit score?
Always pay on time. Some other shit. Well, the main thing is always pay on time. But
not
I don't know
necessarily.
That.
Not necessarily.
No.
So rule number one, you're only supposed to use 30% or less of whatever balance available is on the card. So you can only use 30% or less. If you don't know what it is, just type in Google, what is 30% of X amount? And they'll tell you the exact amount. That's rule number one. Rule number two, if you happen to use more than 30%, rule number two states that you need to pay that balance off completely. Don't just bring it down to that 30% or less. You already broke rule number one. So you need to pay off completely on the due date of the first month. One day or 2 days in advance is perfectly fine. Never more than 2 days in advance. And rule number three, whenever you use that 30% or less, that's when you want to do long-term payments, minimum 3 months. The longer you do it, the more points they'll be added to your credit score, and those payments will be added to your payment history. And once again, make sure you do the payment exactly on the due date, if not 1 day or 2 days in advance. Never more than 2 days in advance. Okay? If you follow those three rules, your credit score will not be damaged, and it will actually go up. Okay? Now, what do you believe may be damaging or holding your credit score down?
I really don't know. Like I said, I haven't had any credit, or I haven't established credit, so it's not like I have bad credit. You get what I'm saying?
Right. But as far as you know, do you know if you ever had any collections, repossessions, foreclosure, tax liens, bankruptcy, child support, student loans, denied for credit card loans, anything like that?
No. The only thing I probably got is $100, like in back drafts from credit unions that I had. That's the only thing I can remember.
Okay. Excellent. All right, perfect. So based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit. Unlike other companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit, from disputing those negative items in question to giving you access to positive credit at the same time. So what we need to do next is pull up your credit report. It's not a credit check. It won't affect your credit in any way whatsoever, but I'll need to gather some of your information in order to do that. Well, actually, hold on. It says here that we already spoke to you a little bit over half a year ago. Can you please verify the last four numbers of your social for me?
4912.
And what's your date of birth?
52677.
Correct. The last time we spoke to you, you gave us your mailing address to be 22 Ledyard Street, Springfield, Massachusetts, 01104, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that's still your address?
That's still my address.
Okay. Do you recall why you didn't sign up with us the last time we spoke to you?
I don't know. I know y'all was asking for a fee. How much was the fee? At that time, I probably had my job.
Right. Because we do charge for our services. No one does this for free. If you do find someone that tells you, we can do it for free, that's a major flag, red flag. Stay away from them.
Right.
All right. So I see here that you actually qualify for two programs. These two programs are different and they have different prices. The first one you qualify for is called Success Plus. The second one is called Prosperity. Me personally, Jamal, I would recommend you the first one, Success Plus. Why? Because it gets reported to all three bureaus at the same time, which will give you quick results. Mm-hmm. But since you told me you're not in a rush and you're looking to move in a year from now, maybe the second program is the best for you. It's called Prosperity. Only gets reported to one of the bureaus, which will give you slow results. And of course, that one's cheaper because it only gets reported to one of the bureaus. Okay? Whichever program you decide to go with, you're going to have access to your account. I see here that your account was already created the last time we spoke to you. It just needs to be activated. You're going to have access to the following tools. These next two tools are going to help build up your credit score. All you have to do is register for them, and our AI technology will take care of the rest. The first one's called Experian Boost. What Experian Boost does for you, it reports every single bill under your name that you pay on time as positive credit, and the last 3 years as well. So imagine 3 years of good credit added to your credit score all at once. That's a major boost right there alone. Okay? Now, the second tool, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to use it. I know you say you're staying with someone. By any chance, in the last 3 years, were you paying rent where you did have a contract with your name on it?
I was paying rent. Yeah, I was paying rent.
Okay, perfect. So then you'll definitely be able to use it. It's called Rent Report. You just register for it, and it reports your rent payments as positive credit. And it can also go back as far as 3 years and report those months or years that you were actually paying rent. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, this person that you stay with, are they paying rent or do they own their home?
They own their home.
Okay, perfect. So you're in a good position then. I want you to do this. You can print it out yourself, or you can go to Office Depot and Office Max and get one, a contract for rent. Just put the address, who's the homeowner, and whatever money you give them for staying there as your rent payment. And you'll be able, and whatever time you've been there, we can actually have those months be reported as positive credit, okay? All right. Now, the other benefit of this program, it gives you access to a line of credit. This line of credit is optional. You don't have to use it, but if you do use it, it will definitely help build up your credit score and your payment history. National Credit Direct is an online store who's going to approve you for $1,000 minimum, up to $5,000 maximum, with no interest rates whatsoever, to only use on their online store. They have household items, jewelry, appliances, and even electronics. So if you need something to furnish your new place, take advantage of this because it has no interest rates whatsoever.
No.
Okay. Now, how do we go about removing negative accounts affecting your credit score? There are several ways. The main thing we do is we dispute them using a federal law. It's called the Fair Credit Report Act that states that anything that you identify to be misleading, outdated, unverifiable, incorrect has to be removed so it won't damage your credit score any further. We provide you a lifetime warranty for the work we do, meaning any negative account that's removed, if they ever come back, we will take care of them again free of charge. And be aware, negative accounts may come back, okay? Now, if you have any derogatory accounts means potential collections. If they are yours, we will send goodwill letters to whoever is to you owe money to, letting them know that you're working with us to fix your credit so you can get approved for a loan so you can pay them off as soon as possible. Coming from us, it carries more weight, and they'll be more than willing to do that because they see that you're actually doing something to pay them off as soon as possible. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
If they're not yours, but they keep insisting that they're yours, then we will do debt letters where they have to prove 100% that they're yours. Because a lot of people tell me, Angel, they're not mine. But when I try to reach out to them and tell them what information they have, they always tell us that the information is correct, but they don't give us that information. They're not going to play those games with us. So those debt letters, they have to prove 100% that it's yours. Then if it's not yours, it will have to be removed. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the Success Plus Package Plan is the program that gets reported to all three bureaus with on-time payments to us. The Credit Builder program is not a loan, and there's no monetary disbursement if you decide to use a line of credit. You can cancel this program at any time once you obtain the results you're looking to get, and positive reporting will discontinue the moment you opt out of this program. There's no long-term commitments. It's basically a pay-as-you-go service with us. The second program I mentioned is basically the same thing. It only gets reported to one of the bureaus, and it does not give you the line of credit. The third difference is the price. The Success Plus has a monthly fee of $149, or I can help you get started today with a partial payment of $49. The second program has a monthly fee of $119, and it does not have the option of a partial payment. Do you have any questions, doubts, or concerns?
No.
Okay. Which program do you prefer? The first one that I recommend to you that gets reported to all three bureaus, which will give you quick results, or the second program?
How much is that, the first program?
$149 a month.
$149 a month. And that does what, all three bureaus?
That gets reported to all three bureaus at the same time, which will give you quick results. So this program is designed to get you in and out as quickly as possible. The second program, since it only gets reported to one of the bureaus, yes, it's cheaper, but in the long run, you may end up spending a lot more money in that program than the first
more
one.
More money, right. Mm-hmm. Right. So with that one, y'all gonna give me the $5,000 credit or some shit like that?
Up to $5,000, yes.
Well,
the bare minimum, yes. The bare minimum I can guarantee you is $1,000. That's the bare minimum I can guarantee you get approved for. The maximum $5,000.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Well, I don't have 150 on me right now. Friday
and
I will, though.
That's why I'm telling you. If you cannot do the monthly fee right now, then we can get you started with a partial payment of $49. We begin working on your credit.
Okay.
You'll have access to everything I told you, and I can give you 2 weeks, which will give you to the 21st to do the remaining balance of $100. And on the 21st of each month, that's when the $149 will be due.
So once I give you this and then the balance of the $100 or whatever, you'll start working on my credit?
Yes, we begin working on your credit as of today. If you do the $49, we begin working on your credit as of today. And you'll have access to everything I told you. Now I know you said you don't have the 149, but we do have a $30 discount promotion going on right now. If you have $119, we will give you the $30 discount. So the price will drop down to 119, like the second program, but it gets reported to all three bureaus, same thing, everything, and you'll get the $30 discount every month you're with us.
So if I pay you 119, I'll be paying that every month?
Correct. Because that's the $30 discount promotion that we have going on today. Tomorrow, it may no longer be available, or by Friday, it may no longer be available. I'm telling you that because one client last year, he had a coupon for a $100 discount. So the first month, he would only pay $49, and he was saving that $100. But the following month, it would go to the $149. And he called back to get that coupon, but it was no longer valid.
Yeah. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So if you want to get the $30 discount, then if you can do the 119 today, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, we'll do the
Sorry? You broke up.
Yeah. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right. Give me one minute. Let me check something real quick.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do the 119.
Perfect. So all I need is the 16 numbers, the expiration date, and the CVV code of the car you'll be using. Don't give me the name of the car, and don't give me the PIN number. You have no idea how many people actually give us their PIN number. I'm ready whenever you're ready.
Definitely not giving you that.
Right.
And y'all legit and all that stuff, right? Like, I ain't got to worry about, y'all and all this bullshit and, try to take my money and shit like that, right? Y'all good?
Correct, Jamal. If you want to do this while I'm on the phone with you, go to, if you're using an Android or an iPhone, open up your internet browser and put in the Credit Pros reviews, and you'll see that we have a 4.5 star rating all across the internet. We wouldn't be able to have a 4.5 star rating all across the internet if our services did not work. If you go to investopedia.com, they have us rated number one nationwide as of last month overall for disputes, transparency, prices, guarantees, everything. Because the one thing I forgot to tell you, Jamal, is that we have a 90-day money-back guarantee. If we do not remove at least one negative account in the first 90 days. On day 91, you can call back and request a full refund. No questions asked. You keep the points that you generated by using Experian Boost, REMS Report. If you did decide to use a line of credit, you keep making the payments for that, and we refund your money because we did not uphold another bargain. Okay? Yeah. Well, the pressure's on us to prove to you, yes.
Yeah, I just need my credit to build. If y'all can do that, that'll help me out in all these other programs and stuff. You know
right. The one thing I can tell you, Jamal, if you follow our advice and you use the tools that we're going to give you, there's no reason why your credit score should not go up, because you're never going to be alone. Because in a couple of days, your very own credit advisor is going to be appointed to you. He or she will contact you and tell Mr. Johnson, I'm your credit advisor from here on out. I'm going to be in charge of your credit. This is what you can expect regarding these negative accounts. We already send the letters of disputes. These are the ones you can expect to drop off right away, or they'll ask you for more information. We found this. Do you have any proof that you can give us to make sure that and prove that this is not yours? And they'll get that from you to make sure we can remove those. Okay?
All right.
I'm ready whenever you're ready for the card info.
4870. Mm-hmm. 8101 1298. 3417.
Expiration?
1124.
11 of
24.
CVV code?
5585.
Thank you. Is the billing zip code for that card the same as the address we have on file, or will it be different?
Correct. No, it's the billing.
Okay. Do you have your card locked by any chance?
No.
You may want to always have it locked, Jamal, if you're not going to use it. Because if someone ever gets a hold of your card information, or if you give it out, if they try to process a payment, your bank will send you a notification. If it's you, you authorize it. If it's not you, you can stop it. If you're going to use it, you can unlock it so the payment can go through without you having to verify that it's you. Okay?
Okay.
That's a good way to protect yourself and your money. All right, perfect. Yeah. So let me repeat the card information back to you to make sure I have everything correct. So the 16 numbers, I have 4870-8101-1298-3417, correct?
Yep.
Expiration, November of 2024, and the CVV code, 585, correct?
Correct.
I would just need to go over a credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $119 to be charged today. Standard procedures dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for re-enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Once the payment is accepted, your month-to-month fee of $119 will be on the 7th of each month unless you request extensions or help with payment arrangements. Do you have any questions before I process your payment?
No, and I can cancel at any time, right?
Correct. You can cancel at any time.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I don't have any.
Okay, perfect. Processing the payment now. As soon as the payment goes through, you should be receiving a text message and an email from us. I'll stay on the line with you, and I'll confirm that you have access to everything I told you. Okay, the payment has been successful. You should be receiving a text message and email from us shortly. Who's your phone provider?
Android.
Oh, who's your phone provider? AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile?
T-Mobile.
Okay. So I'm going to request it a second time because T-Mobile bought Sprint and they're updating their towers. So you may get two of them. Open up the second one. It should say, welcome to the Credit Pros. If you haven't gotten the text by now, check your email. If you don't see it in the inbox, check the spam mail, trash mail.
Okay. Hold on. Welcome to Credit Pro.
Yes. You may have two of them. Open up the second one. If you only have one, open that one. There'll be a link on it that says your URL link is this. Click here to log in ASAP. Do you see that?
Hold on. Hold on, I'm at work, so, there's space in here.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I'm at work, so just it's downloading, but you got to give me a minute because Wi-Fi is shitty.
I'm in no rush, Jamal. I have all day.
Okay.
I want to make sure that you have access to everything I told you. So I want you, because once you see their services do work, I'm expecting a good review from you. You can say Angel was the worst person I spoke to. He was rude. He was mean to me. You can. I'm expecting the good review from you, all right?
Right.
Take your time.
the portal link, right?
Correct.
Okay.
But it must say, click here to log in ASAP. You see that?
Hold on. It doesn't say none of that. I'm just reading the welcome to credit pros log out and shit like that.
No, not log out. Because once you click on the link, it should take you to the first page, which is the agreement. It covers everything I told you.
Okay.
So yeah, it covers everything I told you. It tells you right there that you can cancel at any time.
Okay.
If you want to read it, go for it. And look for the part where it says I, Jamal Johnson, agrees and understands. There'll be a small circle. Click on the circle and then click on next steps. Let me know when you're in the second page.
There should be a circle, right?
Sorry?
So there should be a circle?
Yes, next to your name, there should be a little circle in blue. You need to click on it and then click on next steps.
Okay, I see it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the second page, once it loads, look for the part that says select password. Your password needs to be a new password that you never used before. It has to have one capital letter, one special character included with the 8 characters. Verify the password and then click on next steps. Let me know when you're in the third page. Okay, on the third page, you should see all your information. Just confirm that everything's correct. If you see something that's incorrect, you'll be able to fix it yourself. If it's correct, just click on next steps. It's going to bypass page 4, and it should take you to page 5. You should see your credit score and your credit report there. If in case you don't, in a couple of days, it'll be uploaded there. If you do see your credit score and your credit report, you should see all the negative accounts affecting your credit score. They should have a check mark. If they don't, just click on them and then click where it says, okay, I got it. Let's do this.
Am I supposed to answer these questions?
No. Don't answer them. Okay. So that's perfectly fine. Okay. So I know what's going on. Are you using an Android or an iPhone? You said an Android, right?
Android.
Right. Okay.
So go to next step.
Yes. Let me know if it lets you move to the next page.
No, it's not.
Okay, that's fine. I expected that to happen. All right. So go to the main screen of your phone and open up the Play Store. You're going to download our mobile application now. Just type in the name of the company, The Credit Pros. It should be dark blue and it has CP in the middle. Depending on the brightness of your screen, it may look even black. Let me know when you're installing it.
I'll still download.
Okay.
We can finish this in this one, but I got some new shit I gotta put on here. So these two is gonna be for the shit for in the morning. So I got them over there. You good? Yeah. I'll hold on for me to see if it's down. Yeah. So what I do already a client.
Okay, no. Don't open it yet. I mean, don't log in yet because we need to activate your account. And that's what I'm about to do. Okay. So first of all, Jamal, I want to congratulate you on joining the Credit Pros. We're excited to get you on a journey for a healthy credit score. I'm going to be transferring out to our automated credit advisor, Ace, who's going to verify that all the information is correct. It's a two-minute recording, but it's very important for you to listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. Once you listen to the entire message, just hang up. When you log in, where it says, are you a member? It's going to ask you for a username, which is going to be your email. On the top right corner, there should be three lines. Click on those three lines. Okay. A Dropbox will open up and look for resources. On resources, that's where you're going to find everything I told you. If for any reasons you have any problems logging in or doing any of the things I told you, the number to customer service is in the text and email that was sent to you. Call them right away. They're the only ones that can log into your account and guide you step by step on how to do everything, because I'm not supposed to have access to your account. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Jamal, it was a pleasure speaking to you. Please listen to the 2-minute recording so your account can be activated. Transferring now.
Okay.
Welcome.